Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
This is Janelle Jem, and I had $59 taken out of my checking account today, and I have no clue why. I don't even know what you do, what your company is, or anything.
Okay, and may I have the zip code to look that account up?
49047.
All right, and your name?
Janelle Chapman.
Do you know a Sue Chapman?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, and can you confirm the mailing address listed here?
The what?
The mailing address.
209 East High Street in Dowagiac, Michigan.
Thank you. So it looks like you may have done a contest entry for a chance to win a mixer. It did also enroll you for the Meal Planner app by Pub that lets you count calories and gives you recipe guides. We can reduce that amount to $20 a month if you would like to keep the app.
No, I don't want any of it. Because they told me it was online for $2 for a lottery. They didn't say anything about 59 something.
Yes, ma'am. It would have been in the terms and conditions. I do apologize. I can't go ahead and cancel it and give you the cancellation number.
I need to put back my checking.
Okay. Would you like to write the cancellation number?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay. What is it?
All right. It's 920-532.
Okay.
379.
Okay.
All right. Now the refunds, depending on the status of it, because I did a void, so sometimes it just goes back into the account as if it never came out. It can take 3 to 5 business days, but most likely it's just going to go back into the account.
Okay. Yeah. If it needs to go back in there, because that's not what that's not what the ad said.
Okay, I did do the void for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're doing right, and thank you for calling the customer service. Have a great day.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.